other. Dani skids to a halt in front of them and throws herself down on the end of Freya's lawn chair, nearly causing it to tip over in her dramatics. "Careful, dear," Freya warns gently, grabbing her cup of tea before it spills all over her gown. Mama would never let her hear the end of it, and Dani never gets the blame because she is the baby. "It's here!" Danny's clutching a slim book, bound in a pink-colored linen and embossed with a riot of ivy leaves in gold. As Dani tilts the book toward Freya, she catches sight of the title, The Silk Secrets. "What's that?" Freya asks. "A novel?" It seems a bit slim for that. "A book of poetry," Dani says. "Scandalous poetry," Marigold adds with a wry smile. "At least according to everyone who tried to get it banned in Britain." "Didn't you read the Prime Minister's editorial about it in the paper last month?" Dani asks. "You know I like books over the news," Freya says, but her interest is piqued. "What's so dangerous about words on paper?" "I swear, the Prime Minister seems to be as against poetry as he is against women riding bicycles," Dani mutters. "I believe," he said, and I quote, because I remember it for being so absurd, "women with no propriety will be inspired to cavort in the streets together if such poetry was held up as having literary merit," Marigold says with an eye roll. "I don't know about him, but that sounds like a good time." Freya ducks her head to hide her smile, but Marigold's wife, Roz, doesn't bother. Roz snorts with laughter beside her. "I would be displeased if you went cavorting without me, my love." Marigold takes her wife's hand and kisses it. "I would never, darling," Marigold says. "I promise the only cavorting I'll do is with you by my side." "You too," Angelica says with an affectionate but slight shake of her head. She has never been one to approve of displays of affection between couples, even among family. But Freya thinks how comfortable Roz is among the sisters is sweet. Roz is so formal around the rest of the family, though Freya can hardly discount her for that. Freya's father, Lord Talon, is a formidable man of tradition who would intimidate even the strongest of suitors. His imposing presence would put anyone who married into their close-knit family on their best behavior. Angelica snatches the book from Dani, examining it with growing concern. "Dani, did you really buy such a thing? And with the pocket money Papa gives you?" Angelica looks like she's 2 seconds away from tapping her foot in disapproval. "Papa has always told us we can use our pin money for whatever we wish," Dani says stubbornly, taking the book back from her. "You know he would not approve of this," Angelica scolds, trying to make another grab for the book. Dani hurls it at Freya, who catches it calmly, tucking it under her arm to hopefully stop an impending wrestling match. Angelica is a hair puller, and they have a ball to attend tonight. "Now, Angelica," Marigold says, "poetry is a map of the soul and heart. Surely that cannot be harmful." "You just say that because you want to read it as well," Angelica says. "Much has been written about the poet," Marigold admits. Miss Ivy Yarder Lovell has made quite the name for herself in certain circles. "And with certain behavior," Dani adds with a smirk. "Why, they say she is the reason Miss Astoria Parker called off her wedding last year." "That was her?" Freya asks in sudden interest. She looks down at the book of poetry. The scandal of Miss Astoria Parker's wedding was so great that the gossip reached them in England all the way from New York. "I wish a famous poetess would come whisk me away from my aging groom," Dani sighs. "How romantic." Freya looks down at the book, tracing the ivy leaves with her finger. "So the poems are about their grand love story?" That seems more romantic to her than interrupting a wedding. Someone writing lines and lines of poetry all about the love they hold. That is the stuff of great romance. "You see, that's what's so scandalous," Dani says. "According to my friends who have read it already, it's very clear Ivy's poems are about many different women. Scads of them. Talk is, every poem is about a different woman." "How many poems are in here?" Freya asks. "And there are rumours that Miss Parker quietly married another man just weeks after running away from her own wedding," Dani continues, oblivious to Freya's question. "It seems like Ivy Yarder Lovell is a rake, and she doesn't care who knows it," Dani sighs, envious